There are some people who say that money is time, and that's not true. Money is actually debt. You see, banks lend money out, but the person that has a deposit still has funds. This creates more money. If money is debt, debt exists in time. Therefore, when the debt expires, money ceases to exist. And this is what causes stock markets to crash. You see, if most of the debt comes due at once, but the assets to pay that debt exist in the future, that is what causes cycles in the economy. And you see, it is actually fiat money and fractional reserve banking that is the cause of economic hardship. Hi, I'm Shadow Rebel, and in this episode of Simplified Privacy, we're gonna break down exactly why fiat is corrupt to empower you with the arguments to convince people to use cryptocurrency. So I was hanging out with a bunch of gangster rappers on the corner who were engaged in freestyles, and I was trying to explain to them how the structure of money is corrupt and that they should use cryptocurrency. They were kind of confused by what I was saying, so I broke it down like this. So if there's a drug dealer, why would you pay that dude money for cocaine? Well, because he has access to some guy that you don't to buy it, and because he's doing so in larger quantities. That is how banking works. So you do not have access to the interbank market because you don't have enough money, but also because you don't have the right connections. So not only would you have to get a banking license, but to get access to the money that the Federal Reserve prints, you'd have to be part of this open market committee. So you're an outsider. They name it open market, but it's not really. It's behind closed doors that you don't have access to. Then they buy money, borrow at a cheap rate, and then lend to you at a much higher rate. So it's like the cocaine. They're buying it real cheap from one dealer, and then they're selling it in small bags to you. Well, if they lower the cost from printing money for banks to borrow, what are the negative effects of that? It is inflation. So all of society pays to have these bankers artificially borrow low so they could sell to you and leech from society. They're harvesting their slaves by printing this funds and profiting from the spread. But it's actually even worse than that. You see, the whole justification for bailing banks out is that they're part of this community of the infrastructure of the United States. We're all in this together. But what if I told you that banks are actually moving their money outside of the United States for the purpose of avoiding FDIC insurance? This is actually called euro dollars. But if other countries do the same tactics, it still has similar names. For example, there's a euro, there's a euro yen for outside Japan. So the cost to borrow euro dollars in the market is actually a little higher because there's this extra risk. However, the profit margins for the banks is significant, and they avoid a lot of the regulation. They avoid having to pay FDIC insurance, and so this makes it extremely lucrative. But it's actually even worse than that. What if I told you that there are offshore centers in the United States? So in New York, there is a designated euro dollar area, and that is so that they claim that the onshore banks can compete and be involved with this so they don't lose the offshore business to foreigners. Can you believe that? How ridiculous is this? So the big problem with euro dollars is that these banks still get bailed out when there's a financial crisis. So in 2008, 2009, when they were doing the bailouts for the financial markets, all of these euro dollar markets got a bailout also, even though they're not paying FDIC insurance. During COVID, we also saw bailouts for the euro dollar market. During the repo, before COVID even happened, we saw the same thing. So all these different types of incidents, they just rush in to let these guys leech and abuse you. But it's actually even worse than that. You see, when these central banks create more money, they are actually doing so by buying the bonds of that country. And what do those countries do with it? They go and they bomb people. So all of these wars, all of these atrocities, all of these coups that the CIA funds, these genocides around the world, this is all caused by this infinite money printing, because if they had to collect it all in taxes, that was due right now, pay all these debts, it's simply the population would not accept it. And so it is through this printing of the money, through this corrupt fiat banking system, that it enables the government to do this ridiculous stuff. All right, so let's take a step back and give a bird's eye overview of all of this. So when you tell somebody, yo, you should be using cryptocurrency, they usually are like rolling their eyes. Like, are you serious, man? I'm gonna first go like buy Monero and then transfer it to my wallet, and then I'm gonna go use that to spend it on, let's say, food. Like, what's the point? I'm just getting rid of the Monero. Why even buy it to begin with? And the answer is because if you don't, you're allowing these guys to leech from the poorest members of society and rule over us in this hierarchical manner. They're going around the world committing all these atrocities, these genocides, murdering these people. They're not even paying the insurance on their own crazy Ponzi scheme system. And the only control that they really have is psychological, that you accept their printed digits that they're typing on a computer as the real thing. Instead, if you use crypto, you are having the self-custody and control over your funds. We're treating each other like brothers, like equals on this earth, as you alone have the ability to spend that. Ultimately, at the end of the day, all these guys are doing is spewing propaganda to convince you out of the freedoms you already had. You were born free, and all these guys are doing is trying to talk you out of it. I'm Shadow Rebel. I love you, but I want you to realize that you have to love you, and that means taking control of your shit.